Blog Talk Radio.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do,
man. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, damn, it is Thanksgiving Eve, and it's time for another funky fresh edition of the J. Rowe Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exceptional one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. Every year, we have shows on Wednesday because obviously we're on Wednesday, which means it's Thanksgiving Eve once every damn year. And so tonight, we're going to get your giggles on, help you cook that food tonight like we always do. Plus, we want you to get your laugh on. And tonight, we're asking you a question. Can you be friends with you? Some of the responses I've gotten already have been trippish, I should say the least. So can you be friends with somebody like your ass? You know we got weather coming up for you in about a half an hour. We're only seconds away from a news update and three-minute commentary. Then on the other side, we got the very best of the biz. This is the J. Rowe Show. It's the Wednesday edition. It's the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. Once again, that number is 347-850-1272. Are you ready? Yeah, because we're coming. We're here, T.O. Let's get this party started, all right.
It's popcorn, man.
The J. Rowe Show starts now.
Vote! Never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The travel frenzy this Thanksgiving Eve is in full swing. Winter storms have unleashed rain and sleet in some states, ice and snow on others, forcing millions along the East Coast to deal with a wintry gauntlet. But so far, the disruptions are turning out to be a bit more tame than people had feared. Josh Terry was traveling out of Syracuse today. For him, it's all about keeping his one-year-old son occupied.
You got books and you have iPads and you have anything to keep them focused on everything except sitting there.
More than 200 flights out of New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia were canceled today. A federal bankruptcy judge in New York has approved a merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways. The new American will be the largest airline in the world. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
This deal makes American Airlines creditors, management, and workers all happy. They've been lobbying hard for this merger. Whether it's going to make consumers happy may be another story. Judge Sean Lane in New York gave final approval on the condition that the new airline give up dozens of gates at LaGuardia, Reagan National, Los Angeles International, and O'Hare. The merger takes two somewhat shaky carriers and creates very helpful economies of scale. Combined annual revenue will approach $40 billion. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai spokesman now says a security agreement allowing U.S. troops to stay in Afghanistan after 2014 could be signed within a month. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the official says it depends on whether the U.S. meets Karzai's latest demands.
Karzai shocked U.S. officials last week, saying he might not sign the security agreement until after next spring's presidential election. Then, after a grand assembly of Afghans endorsed the deal, Karzai said he would sign when the U.S. brings peace and security to Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned Karzai that failure to sign this year could result in a withdrawal of all U.S. troops.
There's no zero option for us.
Spokesman Emil Feisi says that's an empty threat and Karzai will sign only when the U.S. meets two preconditions.
Putting an end to all military operations on Afghan homes. And the second one is launching peace process.
U.S. officials have yet to issue a response. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Two turkeys have been granted a presidential pardon today, but only one could be named this year's National Thanksgiving Turkey.
The competition was stiff, but we can officially declare that popcorn is the winner, proving that even a turkey with a funny name can find a place in politics.
Yeah, the runner-up is Caramel, who, unlike popcorn, did not get a face-to-beak moment with the president. Before the closing bell, Dow was up 24 at 16,097. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Finding reliable people, dependable people. How hard is it? Do you have someone that you can really depend on? And I'm talking about outside of your family, because you should be able to depend on your family. Anytime you get yourself in a bind, you should be able to pick up the phone and call a relative. Now, I know that's easier said than done. I know people who can't even call their relatives for help. Well, I'm talking about people outside of the immediate family. I'm talking about people who do not share your DNA. Do you have friends that you can rely on? It's hard. Because first of all, you have to determine whether or not this person is a friend or not. Now, I hear people talk about this all the time. Well, this person is my associate, and they're not really a friend. They're just someone that I know. To me, you're either a friend or you're not. It's as simple as that. I guess the question is, what are your requirements when it comes to a friend? I can tell you mine. A person that's trustworthy. A person I should be able to tell anything to. A person that I can trust with my property. A person that I can trust around my children. A person that I don't have to worry about sleeping with, my wife or my lady friend. That's a friend. To me, that's it. There's nothing else to it. Now, by saying that, though, I can understand why people say, look, I'm friendly with this individual. Maybe it is not as black and white as I first confessed. Because now as I talk to myself and I talk myself through this thing, you're right. If this is my definition of a friend, there are people that I am friendly with, but there are people that I will not leave my wallet around, regardless of how friendly I'm with these people or not. You know, we talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, or last week, asked the question, if I hit the lottery, would, you know, my colleagues, would they get upset if I didn't give them money? And something stuck out for me when I asked Momo B the question, but she said, I wouldn't expect you to give me the money because we ain't cool like that. I said, wait a minute. Now, for the last year, we've been on a radio show together. I mean, listen, we are as open as an open book around here, folks. I mean, you know the deal. This is a community radio show. We talk about everything. But that little statement of hers resonated with me. And I said, you know what? She has a point. I consider everyone here on the TGRS radio network your family to me. If I ever hit a big lick, I would definitely break you guys off. There would be no doubt about it, because I consider you family. So here's your homework. And there's no right or wrong answer. I just need you to sit back, write down the qualities that you want to see in a friend. Evaluate those, and then if you have a person that fills those categories, then in my opinion, that's when you find you're a dependable person. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
year.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliot?
Gobble, 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 gobble. Happy Thanksgiving, my brother. Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Punk. What's happening?
Well, I got real thoughts, man.
I don't know, man. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. I'm feeling good tonight, Mr. Elias.
I'm glad. I am too, man. I've had a couple of spirits tonight, and I feel pretty good myself. So,
you've been drinking.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. He cooling the fan. I checked it out myself.
You been drinking, dog?
Cooling the fan. Yes, okay. I have, my brother.
All right, we're going to test this theory then. I want you to spell Mr. L-E-S backwards.
Okay, S-E-L-R-M.
Ant Ron, you forgot the period.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. All right, Mr. L-E-S, what have you done today, brother? What's been going on in your life, my brother?
I took my goddaughter out for some sushi today and had a constructive
That's
talk.
That's a nasty her, mess there, boy. Who the hell eats that? Did
man.
You eat some?
I love sushi, man.
Man, stuff stinks, man.
Why is it nasty?
Man, that stuff's nasty. Whoever eats sushi needs their ass kicked. That's some nasty mess there. Jesus Christ.
What's nasty about it then? Please tell me.
Mr. Elias, okay, what is sushi? What is sushi?
And what is sushi? It's fish.
Yeah, what is sushi?
Okay, do you eat booty?
No, I don't even. What kind of question is that?
Do you eat booty? That's a nasty stuff, too.
No, I don't eat no damn booty.
Stop lying.
Hey, man, let me ask you something, dog. Hey, man, what kind of damn question is that on Thanksgiving Eve? My stomach hurt, man. What kind of stupid ass question was that?
You eat booty, don't you?
No, I don't do that, man. The question is, do you eat booty? Nasty bastard.
I like booty. It's more important than booty.
Oh, I didn't say that you like booty. I said, do you eat booty? Booty, tutti frutti. Do you eat booty, Miss Elias?
No, I don't, but I know you do.
Oh, no, hell no, bro. Hold on. You don't know what the hell I do. Let me tell you something, bro. You going to stop putting rules out there about me, dog. I'm tired of you lying about what I do. I'm tired.
Okay.
Get it right, homeboy.
Okay. I'm spreading that you don't eat.
Yeah, you're spreading vicious rumors, Mr. L to the E to the S. Now, you know what? There's a trick in them. Mama B said something last time that she was having problems calling to the board. You know what? And this is true because if I call the board with my cell phone, it just rings.
Well, she's coming in and out. She pops in.
Okay, so when she calls back in, let's see, can we catch her real quick? Because I think that's what's going on here. Because I remember when I was trying to call in Kings in the morning. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I see her popping in and out.
When I tried to call Kings in the morning, they told me that the line would just... It was just the phone would just ring, and they would see me, but they couldn't, you know. But nothing ever happened. So I mean, I don't know. Oh, look who's in the house! Let's bring him in. Big Ernst in the house on Thanksgiving Eve. What's going on, Ernest?
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing tonight?
All right,
doing
Ernest.
All right, man.
Happy early holiday to both of you.
Happy holidays
to you too. Brother?
By the way, sushi is fantastic if you get it well made. And by the way, I do eat ass too. But sushi is really good if you get it at a good place. It's flavorful. It's yummy. It's not fattening or anything. You know, it's great protein for you. It's delicious if you get good sushi. It's like eating good ass. You can get some okay ass. But if you get some good ass, you do it for
Thank
the
you
week,
much,
man. Yeah, I mean, it's like Thursday. You're like, can I get some more ass? Nah, I have some good ass. I'm good for the weekend.
Jay is playing. Jay, stop. All right.
Oh, my God. All right, look. Let's bring in Rich Sister. Happy holidays.
He's eating.
Happy
holidays.
Hello, y'all. Look, I'm about to eat my Thanksgiving dinner in 15 minutes. We all stop talking about that booty.
Oh, you're trying to be black tonight, aren't you? Listen to this. She's trying to be black because it's a holiday.
Oh, man.
You know, I was going to say something rude, but it's Rich Sisters. I don't feel right saying it, but she hangs up, I'm going to say it.
No, I can take it. I'm tough.
No, I don't want to say that around you because I know you're already judging me anyway. I don't need to give you more ammunition. Yeah, sitting over there all quiet, making notes, got a file on everybody or something. I'm not giving you more ammo.
Yeah,
happy holidays.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. The Woody Woodpecker song. All right, folks, welcome in. 347-850-1272. As we continue to monitor, we're trying to catch Momobia. It's like fishing. We see the number, just turn the mic on real quick and see can we catch her ass. But meanwhile, we're glad you guys are in the house. Hope you guys have a safe holiday. If you're cooking, you know, every year and around this time, we always have a Thanksgiving Eve party because the show's on Wednesday. So naturally, once a year, it's Thanksgiving Eve around here. And, you know, listen, I remember the first couple of years, it was all about having people cook those turkeys on Thanksgiving. So I hope you guys are doing your gobble-gobble thing tonight, and all you have to do is turn it up, and we'll make you laugh all the way while we do this tonight. Rich Sister, real quick, because as we try to fish and grab Momo B here, how's the weather on the West Coast?
What, you already shoving your face full of food? You can't talk now?
1003.
So you have a microphone issue like I do. Except for mine is 6.
I mean, I know Skype has a delay, but that's ridiculous.
Sorry. I had a call come in. Were you speaking to me? Sorry. I'm sorry,
Rich. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you like that.
I had to put you on. Sorry.
No, we understand. We're used to that by now. Dr. Princess O'Dea does it all the time. So I was asking you, how was the weather out there on the left coast? That's what I was asking you there, sweetheart.
Oh, well, it's sunny. We got some nice weather here. So
it's punching your damn eye. Too much is sunny. It's sunny.
Hey, during the next break, since it's sunny out there, during the next break, if people will go outside real quick and look northeast up in the sky, there's a comet that's been flying by Earth, and I believe, if I'm reading right, tonight is the closest it's been to the Earth. You should be able to see it with the naked eye. You don't need a telescope. If you look northeast, you'll see something bright moving along the sky. That's a comet. I forget the name of it, but it's kind of been a big deal for the last month or so because it's been in our solar system. But tonight's supposed to be very visible, so it's a big... You know, you don't see that often.
Big deal for nerds, yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you want to see a comet, why don't we go and look at that right now?
Well, maybe if it was Woody flying across the sky, we could get your lazy black ass out there, or maybe some ribs.
Sure the hell good.
Maybe you would be out there.
You ain't lying. You don't understand that stuff out about something, man. If she's having some problems, maybe we should just try to... Let's call her. Let's see if we can get her on the line. Since she's having problems calling in, maybe we can call her.
You have her number?
I do have her number, Ernest.
You do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, by the way, when we get 10 minutes, I got something funny to tell you, too. So just real quick.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
No problem. Let's give her a call.
Uh-oh.
See, can we catch the Momo B?
Ow! Calling Momo. Momo B don't take phone calls. Momo B makes phone calls.
I know. I dare you to be trying to call me. Momo B. I call you. You don't call me.
Momo B makes the calls. Momo B doesn't get called, okay?
Hello?
Yeah. Momo B. Hello,
Momo.
Hello. Is this Momo B?
Yeah, who the fuck is this? Oh, shit. Wait.
You've been on the air 5 seconds and you've cussed twice.
Yes. Really.
Oh my God! I need a dime bag. Somebody told me I called us up to get a dime bag, but damn, I know we're gonna
First of all, I saw New York number. I saw 347 was New York, so I was straight hood with my.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm sorry. Yes. After I said that, I realized the voice is old. I'm trying to call in. I've been trying, but long talk to come old, fall
you.
Back. Da, 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 da. Okay, I'm sorry, boo. I'm sorry, Curtis. I'm here. I'm trying. I'm here.
Yeah, we saw you.
I feel bad, though. I feel bad. Like, I feel bad now.
Mama B doesn't take calls. Mama B calls people. Mama B doesn't take phone calls.
Who the F is this? I thought that was a New York number.
I thought New York number, so you know I'm going to keep it real.
Don't you recognize
it? No, boo. No.
When you see it?
No. No, it didn't come up. It didn't come up Ernest or nobody else. It came up just straight number, so it had no name to it. So I just knew it was from New York, and I knew I could talk how I wanted to talk. So that's why I did that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Momo
B.
Blunch, may I help you? You know I ain't got no shipment coming into after Thanksgiving. Don't be calling me with this nonsense. I'm supposed to be on the radio tonight.
I feel so bad now. Oh.
Ten good minutes. All right, folks, it is time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. And 10 good minutes where we kind of talk about whatever is on our mind. And, you know, I know Ernest got something he has to say, but what's on my mind is calling this outfit and she cussing people out. And,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
You were calling me Rollo.
That's what you get for calling people on the slide. That's why I feel bad. I don't know why I feel bad. You called my phone on a download and you're gonna get what you're gonna get. So I don't feel bad no more. I'm done. I'm done with feeling bad. I'm okay now. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, but you should have beat me first or sent me an instant message.
We're calling, so please don't answer the phone like you usually do when you're hustling. Hustler.
Mama B's resident.
Oh God. All right, Ernest. You said you have something you want to talk about in 10 good minutes. What is on your mind, my friend?
Well, I was going to tell you, since you razz me about this all the time, that I got another freebie this week.
Oh, God.
And listen, I earned it. I didn't finagle. I didn't got a hustle like that. But I had a bunch of gift cards that I had earned through this app that I use on my tablet and on my phone. I walked into Best Buy Sunday, picked up a Ninja Blender Mega Kitchen System. It's a one of them high-powered blenders like a Vitamix, you know. It's the blender. It's got a food processor attachment, a dough hook, and 2 smoothie cups. It was $1.99. I didn't pay a dime for it. Walked right out of there, came home, made myself a smoothie, and put my feet up. That's what I did this week, and that's what I got for free.
Well, you know, in some states, Ernest, that's called stealing, because
it sounds like you just walked in and picked it up and walked right out.
I
earned them legally. I didn't finagle anybody, but I earned enough gift cards. I saved them up, and I walked in there and gave them my gift cards, and, you know, they were legal tender. It wasn't finagling. And I walked out with that thing, and it was mine. So I've been juicing all week long. I've been peeing like a son of a gun.
I've been juicing too, Ernest. It's been some alcohol juice.
I know what you've been doing tonight, Elio.
Oh, God. Wow. It is Thanksgiving.
You're halfway there. You're halfway there, man. You've got to finish the show before the rest of us. You keep this up.
And where Rich Sister is, it's actually Thanksgiving. They're actually partaking in the burn. Yeah, they are. So here's the deal. Let me ask you this question. Yes, she is. She's taking particular. But Celeste, what is your favorite dish at Thanksgiving? What's the best thing you like to eat at Thanksgiving, dog?
My brother makes a. It's two things. My brother makes a sweet potato cake that's awesome, man.
Ooh.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
Sweet potato cake.
Ooh.
I never heard of that.
Sweet potato cake. Oh, that is brilliant.
Oh yeah. And then he makes some jambalaya, man. I love jambalaya. He makes that.
Jambalaya for Thanksgiving?
Yes. I request it at Thanksgiving. Every Thanksgiving, and he makes it. Oh, it's delicious.
I got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Ernest? What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish or dishes?
Well, I kind of have two, like Mr. Elias. One is pumpkin pie. I like pecan pie. That's my favorite, but that's a Christmas thing for me or whenever. So for Thanksgiving, it's pumpkin pie, which I made one today. I've been doing a little cooking today. My other favorite thing is this dressing that my dad used to make, and it was my grandma's recipe. And they used to make two pans of cornbread and then buy a loaf of white bread, and they'd set it out for a week and let it dry. And then they would make this dressing on Thanksgiving morning, and it had, the secret ingredient was cream of mushroom soup, and it had some chicken broth in it and seasonings and stuff. And I mean, it's just the most wonderful thing in the world. It ain't got any sausage or anything like that. It's just a good cornbread dressing. And it is so delicious. And about 10 or 12 years ago, I finally asked my dad, because it was his mother that made it, asked my dad for that recipe. And so I make that every year since then. Because, you know, I'm 1,500 miles from home, so those little things remind me of home and keep me grounded like that. You know, little reminders. So the dressing and pumpkin pie are my two things.
Okay. Momo B, baby, what's your favorite
dish
for Thanksgiving?
Yes, thank you for telling me. My favorite dish for Thanksgiving ever since I was like in 11th grade was ham with sweet potato pie / some vodka. Like when I was a junior in high school, that's when I first started drinking. Like they really gave me drinks at Thanksgiving.
Vodka?
Yes, vodka. They gave me drinks because they thought, oh, just have a little bit. What they kind of realized is when they poured a little bit, I pushed the cup to the side, grabbed the bottle, and went downstairs. that's what I did. So by the end of the night,
God,
I was full with ham, sweet potato pie, and vodka. Trying to walk up the basement stairs, twisted. That was not one of my good suits because I would always fall down the stairs. One day, I'm going to tell you the truth. One day, for real. I'm not going to tell you the details, but one Christmas, I think it was Christmas, actually, not even Thanksgiving, but whatever the holiday was, there was the police called to the house. I don't know what was going on. No, I do, but I'm not going to say. There was a rumble in the jungle. And when the police got there, when the police got there to the house where they were called to, I made it up the stairs from the basement. I was like 16, 17 years old at this time. I stumbled in the middle of the midst of the action. The police were right there looking at me, and I said, "Hey, everybody!" Everybody looked at me, like everybody, like even the people who called the police, the people who was in trouble, the people who was abused, everybody looked at me like, what? Like, they were all in shock, like, get your butt back down in the basement. Then everybody looked at me, and they was like, ooh. And the police said, what's wrong with her? I was like, hey, everybody. And they were shook, like, oh, my God, everybody going to jail now, not just whoever the perpetrator was. We all going to jail for this one. But the good thing is, after I said, hey, everybody, I passed out. So, she's tired. She's sleeping. Right after I said it, I passed out. So what they did was drag me to the couch, and the police thought nothing more of me because I was like, okay, she's sleeping. Because I keep talking crap all night, like, oh, she's slurring her speech. None of that. They just thought, oh, she's sleeping.
Crap ever since.
She just woke up, fell asleep, passed out. Okay, where we go. So, but that was funny because everybody always reminded me, like, can't let her sing. Now, when the police come, they make sure before they open the door that my mouth is sealed up tight in some corner somewhere. I ain't going to bust through no doors. Get everybody in trouble.
Heard what you said right here. Every time the police come, I got to be in my best behavior. All right,
yes, everybody.
What's your favorite dish, sweetie? What's your favorite dish, Rich Sister? You probably eat it right by now, but give it to us.
What else but mac and cheese?
She been hitting the pipe tonight, Miss Delia. She a little giddy tonight. Darn mac and cheese. Let me talk about no booty tonight. It's something kind of frisky tonight. All right.
So have you been drinking or that was St. Clinton? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I think St. Clinton is.
I just need you to go somewhere and get some mac cheese for once.
Okay, hey, look, I'm down for whatever.
Are you partaking of the holy wine tonight? Because you don't sound like yourself.
You
I don't believe that you're...
You sound kind of different.
You should have heard what she said earlier.
It ain't
the Holy Ghost.
You didn't hear what she said earlier.
Whatever.
Yeah, here's the thing, too,
did she just whatever us?
Yes, she did.
You said I don't leave
your
kitchen first, right? Well, let me make up.
Her speech is kind of slurry, too. Look at her. Yeah, all right, yeah. Okay. All right. Some telling me there's going to be another damn video posted on Facebook. Maybe I can Tina or Sonny and Cher would be videos tonight. All right, look, 10 good minutes. Sponsored by the Rib Zone, 5020 Highway 78, Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat 1495 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny Dan at the J. Ryle Show Center. Let me tell you, they have rubs now for their meat. It is a great, it tastes real good, folks. I'm telling you, Denny Dan and what the Rib Zone is doing is off the chain. All right, we're going to step out, get a weather update. The old school Get Hype song. I want to test people's musical knowledge tonight. We'll see if you probably heard it, but we'll see. That's coming up next. Plus,
if there was anything worth hearing, I'm going to know it.
Well, we'll know if you start singing, and you're coming in loud and clear. Maybe you should call her all the time.
You really are. You can get that thing up your other set of lips because you're
really
loud.
I'm trying.
She sounds clear.
You
got to
go to break now. This will go on for 10 minutes.
We'll be right back.
Be loud.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hey there, everyone. Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau. Cold air sweeping across the lakes on Thursday. Lake-enhanced snowfall, lower Michigan, upstate New York, into parts of northwest Pennsylvania. Highs only in the 30s in Chicagoland for Thanksgiving. Close to 50 in Atlanta, 60s in Florida, and we're in the 60s and 70s across the west, 50s, though, in the Pacific Northwest. Heading to the mall on Friday, busiest shopping day of the year. Some light snow central New York, back into southwest New York. Dry elsewhere, very quiet once we get the storm system out of the way. 73 in Orlando on Friday for the busiest shopping day of the year. And across Michigan Avenue, Chicagoland, you're looking at 34 on Friday. 32 in Minneapolis, mid-50s in Denver, 72 in Phoenix, 37 with sunshine in New York. And how about that weekend? Last day of November on Saturday, looking at mostly sunny skies across a lot of the country, but it is going to be a little bit wintry in the west here. Could be some rain around Seattle and some high-elevation snows across Washington, Oregon. 50 for the high in the Emerald City. Cold still in Chicagoland, 41. Upper 70s in Orlando. Boston, New York, we're talking highs in the mid-30s. With partly to mostly sunny skies.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
talking about 40, homie.
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet, but when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
He gonna cry in the car.
We are gathered here today on this soft occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. And if you think we gonna bury you with them diamonds and shit on, you got another thing coming.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hump day. You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Is the caller number 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition, Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show, and I'm glad my right-hand man figured out that I couldn't get in. That's about damn time. You didn't even do it. I did it. What the hell you doing, Vasilius?
I did it, too. Stop, because it must have been unmuted. Shut up.
Okay, whatever. All right, so Mr. Elias is in the house. That's who that is. Mr. Elias is here. What's up, big boy?
Like a bacon and egg sandwich, a woman look good. Like a bacon and egg sandwich.
Ah! Momo Beezy is easy in the Fabrizi easy. What's that, girl?
Over and over.
That's
what you need to mean.
The Grammy won it out, Kevin.
You know,
the Grammy
I've heard that song in over 20 years, but for real. That one, it took me a minute. I was like, what? What? Wait a minute. No, it can't be.
Ah.
It can't be, but it's true. I love it. I would want to
see that. See, I keep it going, girl.
You should rewind that one right there. For real, though. For real. I'm laughing. I haven't heard that one in a minute. And I appreciate you for that right there. Boom.
Do you appreciate me?
Yes.
Okay, give me a little tongue, then, if you appreciate me. Give me a little tongue if you appreciate me, girl.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, y'all, well, you don't want the damn song to come back on there. You don't want the Can't Give Me No Damn Sugar.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, there you go, baby.
Oh, my
there
you God.
Go. Wet my whistle. Yeah. Oh, man. Rich Sisters in the house. Hey, girl. Happy early Thanksgiving, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. I will be, while I'm still on this air, giving you food by food play. We are 9 minutes in the overtime. We are 9 minutes in the overtime.
What?
Still waiting.
She's in, like, radio mode tonight, finally.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, Rich Sister. What love got to do with it? No, Rich Sister.
What's love but a second-hand
emotion? Jump in. And, of course, sitting in tonight on Thanksgiving Eve, our colleague from Saturday, Big E's in the house. What's up, man?
I love turkey and black people.
Oh, shoot.
Turkey and black people. Yeah. Yeah. We can smell it. We can smell all the good kicking going on. Turn us up.
Clap it.
And let me tell you something. I am still laughing for Momo B talking to herself for 5 minutes last Saturday after I hung up. Did you listen to that show?
No. I knew you hung up.
No.
I knew like it was
well, because we talked in the after show for a bit, had a good conversation, and then I made a joke and said, thank you, good night, I'll be here all week, hung up. She continued, because I downloaded it and listened to it. It's exactly, she talked for 5 more minutes with nobody else on the phone. Said the whole time, I'm not going to be like Princess Odelia and just go on and on.
That's
the heifer went on for 4.5 more minutes.
No. 5 minutes compared
she was talking to
Princess Odelia.
She was talking to the people.
5 minutes compared to Princess Odelia ain't no big deal. And second of all, I knew you hung up. I was just doing it just to do it.
I know. You just wanted to hear the sound of your own voice. So that's what you did.
No, boo. Because I could hear myself. I was just talking. Ain't no echo in my ear, boy. Ain't no echo in my ear.
I'm just saying you were talking to yourself for 5 minutes.
Called you tonight and told you
no,
bro. No, man. She was texting the hell out of me earlier today, too. Yeah. No. I ain't heard nothing from that heifer. So your little speech.
Your little speech. Tonight is her night. Where is she?
Hey. Your speech didn't work, homie.
I own it.
Well, what the hell with her? All right, so look. All right, folks. Look, happy Thanksgiving. You guys be safe over the holiday weekend. We don't want people to tragically lose their lives by being irresponsible during the holidays. So please be careful while you're out and about doing your thing. If you're at home cooking turkey, then just turn us up. We'll make you laugh, I promise you. I remember back in 2010 when we did our Thanksgiving Eve show, we had an old dude call in, man. They were all listening. The family was there. We had a radio host call and said, oh, my daddy's 85 years old. He's laughing his ass off. Y'all crazy. So look, we want you guys to hang out with us tonight. Get the turkey going, and we're going to have a good time tonight right here on the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is the call number. Let's get into it. The question of the day is one of those kind of quirky questions of the day. And the question is, could you be friends with you? Could you be best friends with your black ass? You know the ins and outs. You know what you're good at and what you ain't good at. So that's it. 347-850-1272 to kill you the question of the day. Call us and tell us, can you be friends with your damn self? And so, Mr. Elliott, you know how we get down.
Everybody black.
Brother, can you be friends with you? Can you be friends with you, Mr. Elliott?
Hell yeah, I could be friends with me. Most definitely.
Really?
I'm a great friend, man.
Well, that's
one. Oh, God, yeah. Yes.
A great friend?
Yes. I'm a great
friend. Are you sure
friend.
You can be a great friend?
I'm not a half-tail friend.
Man, give us some background music, man. I don't know what's wrong with this damn thing. So anyway, so you're saying that you could be friends with you? That if you met a brother,
man, I know I could.
Hey, I guess okay. I mean, hey, if you feel that way,
great friend.
Okay.
Now, some of the guys I've been friends with years, I can't get rid of y'all ass. Hint. I've been trying to get rid of y'all for years, and I have not been able to do it yet. Somebody should take
me
on
the damn
phone.
Hey, man, so why are you, since we don't have background music, you're going to hum it for us? That's great. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I've been trying to get rid of some of y'all for years.
Why are you humming, though? I mean, is it a zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-egg type moment? Why are you humming?
Rose up too, hell. Okay.
Uh-oh. Well, hey, you know what it is. That's all right. We'll keep it moving. All right, so look here. Rich sister, could you be friends with
Mm-mm.
yourself? She said, huh?
Yes.
No? You could?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
boogie.
Oh, we can't even. Never learn to swim. So you can be friends with yourself. Think about what you're asking. Think it's you. You can be friends with you. See, I think people are saying this because they're thinking, oh, I'm a great person. Why wouldn't people want to be friends with me? Think about this is you, okay, you.
Mm-hmm.
You can be friends with yourself, basically, with no problem, no questions asked.
No.
Did we lose everybody? What the hell's going on? Don't everybody speak at the same time.
I'm listening.
You said Rich sister, so everybody else was quiet.
That's a first. Thank you. All right, so, yes, Rich sister. What the hell?
Damn. What the hell is going on?
Can you hear me?
No,
we can't
even play Aqua
Boogie. What
you
say,
but my thing is Aqua Boogie,
baby.
I hate water. Put me down.
Get out of here.
Shut up. Where's the music? I want to hear music tonight. I'm ready.
Can you hear me now?
We can't. We can't. We're having technical difficulties. Jeez. But while we figure this out, we'll just continue to move on. All right, so look, bottom line is, oh, help. Let me go to help here. Let me see, can I get somebody to come in for us? Huh? We can't mute her. But listen, anyway, going back to... not encouraged. I'm not like you. I don't do stuff like that. Oh, there it is. See, I like that. Somebody is improvising. I love it. See, think outside of the box. Jesus Christ. All right, so anyway, so let's get back to it. All right, so you can be friends with yourself.
All right.
Ernest, let me ask you a question, dude.
Yes.
Can you be friends with someone like your ass?
Mm.
Listen, I was friendly with myself about 3:30 this afternoon. What you talking about, big man?
Oh, my Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
I came on the show, and I came before the show. But anyway.
Oh, you wash your damn hands, you nasty bastard.
You know,
anyway, yes.
Both my hands are free right now, for now.
Oh,
but
God. Yes.
I thought about this question today, and,
yes.
I'm talkative on the radio, and I can yuck it up with anybody or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But when I'm off air and I'm just doing my thing, I'm not that big of a – sometimes I feel like I'm not that social. I'm not antisocial. I'm not against going out and stuff. I just feel like I'm a little – non-social, so to have to be friends with someone who doesn't always want to be around people, I'm not sure for that reason that I could. Otherwise, I am fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I'm just quiet and to myself a lot of times. So, you know, I'm introspective a lot of times. You know, I paint and write. I'm in my head a lot. So, you know, when you're around somebody like that, they're not talking a whole lot. So I don't know if I could just hang with somebody like me. If I went out, I'm fun when I go out. I'd go out with myself.
And see, and what you did was, that's exactly the type of self-perspective that we were looking for with the QOD. Really think about you as a person, because sometimes people may say, well, of course I can be friends with myself. I'm a great person. But then when you really start thinking about your ass,
wrong. Don't appreciate what Ernest said, because I had something for his ass. Ernest is the type of person who, if he was to see somebody himself out there walking along the street, he would talk to them, yes. Oh, yeah, you're a proper person. Hey, how you doing? But Ernest is the type of person, with a talk, that he talks a lot, too. But if you are talking like he is, he don't want to hear everything you got to say. He don't want to hear everything
she's
you got to say.
She's mad because I hang up on her flappity jaw ass after 3 hours. That's why she's saying that. You got to cut a brother some slack sometimes.
No,
you can't listen to your
yak
for 3 straight hours after a 3-hour show. That's why I hung up on you.
Ernest talks just as much as I do.
On the phone with you, yes. I gotta try to get a word in.
Let her finish, Ernest.
Thank you. If you talk more than him, if you talk more than he does, he gets offended. Like, he really
is offended. That's untrue.
No, he does. And he finds fault in what you're talking about. Like, all of you talk too much. Just like how you say, I always talk too much. But if I just sit there and let him talk,
you do talk too much.
I do. I'm not trying to say I don't, but Ernest talks too.
Okay.
He talks a lot, too.
No, I'm not saying I don't talk a lot. Believe me, I have the gift of gab.
Yes,
I recognize that. If I didn't, I wouldn't be in radio.
My point is, when somebody talks more than you, that's when you got a problem. It is. That's what I'm saying, and I'm going to be quiet.
So you're saying, but Ernest just said, so
here's
Ernest
the thing. I think Momo B feels a little bit of competition, so she's trying to deter from the fact that she's a jabberjaw by pointing fingers at this white dude.
No, I like people who talk as much as
you. Don't take it there. I'm just saying.
People who talk as much as
okay.
you, but Ernest does not. That's all I'm
saying. Okay, all right. Well, the sign. What I am saying is, bottom line is, Ernest has said that he's not sure he could be friends with himself. And what I was saying as far as I like the way he did, because he really broke it down and thought about this. Could I be friends with someone like me?
That talks more than him. No, he cannot. Okay, fine.
Well,
it ain't got nothing to do with
the
talking. It actually has to do with the lack of talking. Because, like I said, I'm a writer. I write a lot. I run blogs. I paint. I'm in my head a lot. When I'm on the phone with Momo or something, of course I make a phone call to talk. But at home, my roommate's upstairs. I'm downstairs. I'm not down here carrying on a conversation with myself like you did last Saturday. I'm doing things in my head. I'm in my head with things. So if I had me here we would probably just sit here and both do our own thing and never hardly talk to each other unless we went out somewhere.
So, okay.
I have moments of gab, but then there's times when I can't get near the phone. I don't want to talk to anybody. Don't email me. I'm not communicating right now. I have those moments. I think anybody does, though. Jay does. Ms. Elias does. Everybody does at some point.
Even if I'm in that mode, and if my friend calls and tells me I need you, dude, no matter where you're at in the world, I'm coming for you. That's just the kind of friend I am.
Unless your friend asks you, do you know if my man's cheating, then you're going to hang her out to your eye.
Here we go again with that.
I remember everything she was saying, and you're not going to be my friend if you can't tell me the truth of what I asked you. If my man you out with him every Friday night.
If you need me,
I'm going to be there.
If you're my friend,
you're never going to get a word in left.
You're not gonna tell me yes he is.
I'm gonna be there for my friend, though, regardless of what you say, Momo B. You can tell me whatever you want to, but I know how
I'm
my friendship
friend,
is.
I'm your friend.
I'm just saying, boo, I know how my friend. You can't tell me how I am, Momo B.
I'm not gonna listen to that. She does kind of have a point, though, Miss Elias.
And her point is that if you're a true friend, then why wouldn't you tell your friend if they made is cheating on them, homeboy? She has a point.
He's not stepping in there. He said it. He ain't doing it. He might
okay,
have
that's my face. Point. That's my feelings. But as far as a friend, I'm gonna be there for you. Whatever happens,
how you being there for him? You're not telling him what's going on.
Because that ain't my business to tell. That ain't my place or my business to tell.
That's
what
you said. I'm
telling
you what he said. Yeah. So you're not going to tell me beforehand, before I get my heart broken, but you're going to be right there when I get my heart broken to fall into your arms.
You sound crazy.
Now,
let me ask you a question. No, you sound crazy because if I tell
you
to stop your heart from being broken, will it stop your heart from being broken if I tell you? Let me ask you that. Then what
yes,
the hell
it
is
was.
The
it, no, it was. It really was. Because as long as I can get the upper hand, slice, dice, and cut before,
okay,
then I'm good.
Look,
I'm the same.
You're already in that situation. Look, we got Walt in the house. Let's go get out of this.
Thanksgiving
to you, Darkness.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, light skinned man. What you cooking tonight?
I'm gonna tell you, I ain't cooking nothing. You know, I only eat the dark meat.
Oh damn! And I only eat the light meat. See, that's why we down like four flat times, baby. You like dark meat, I like light meat, man.
Y'all eat each other. That's why y'all down.
Cause
y'all.
Hey, shut your
other.
Ass! Ain't nobody talking to you.
All right, so hold on. 35,433.
35,435.
Somebody
yes.
eat somebody.
Yay.
Yes.
Hey.
Booty.
Keep coming.
Like
your
booty.
Yeah,
yes.
You
like
that, don't
hey, you?
Hey, JK. Happy Thanksgiving to you, boo.
No, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Can you guys
you know, I just came back, you know, I was in Sacramento, you know, with my girl, so now, because those smarty pants here. I should have went to Sacramento later and been in there for Thanksgiving, but I left too early and I had to come back home, deal with some work, deal with some bills, deal with some stuff. Now I'm at Turkey Day by myself, so they feeding the homeless right down the street from me, so I'm gonna go there.
Are you gonna be the server or the receiver? What are you going down there for?
You gonna serve?
I'm just asking.
I'm
going to
be the homeless.
Oh, man, you taking old food out of people's mouths, man. I know you talking
hey,
crazy.
Look, I don't want to go. They got the homeless thing going on down there. I've been homeless before. I know what it's like.
Light skin, I know you're joking, right?
What was that? What are you talking about?
You got to be joking. He's joking. Ain't no damn way. Ain't no damn way he gonna take his
we
ass out and do
that.
I know he joking.
Thank you.